All right, Donald Trump is manically posting again as his war spirals. He just posted an AI photo of him walking with an alien. Dog, you're not going to make us forget that you started another failed war. All right, let me run you through the bizarre series of events that have happened today. Donald Trump just gave a really eerie video to this rededicates religious convention that is full of absolute lunatics. And then right after giving this video with a Bible under his hands, Donald Trump sent out multiple escalatory threats towards the country of Iran, essentially saying that we are right about to restart, relaunch, and re-escalate this war. I have been saying for weeks and weeks on this show that there are only about two pathways Donald Trump has here in regards to the Iran war. Pathway number one is a dramatic escalation in which he begins to strike a lot of civilian infrastructure. I do not want that to happen. Of course, that is despicable, but it is what he's been threatening for months and months, and he's created an escalation ladder that he can't really hop off of. So if he tries to strike Iran again, he knows that he can't just do the same thing he tried the first, the second, the third time. He knows that he has to go all in, especially considering the fact that our missiles are rapidly depleting and there are other conflicts going on. So Donald Trump knows that he will have to do a dramatic final salvo and commit war crimes in a despicable, despicable manner. Or there is option number two, which is a dramatically humiliating climb down for Donald Trump. You know, he's really used this grandiose terminology about us winning, getting all of these concessions, and he may just have to climb down without getting anything. They'll still toll the straits. Iran still has enriched uranium buried in their rubble. It's still all there. So when Donald Trump is, when he is in one breath holding a Bible under his hands and talking about religious stuff for Rededicate 250, then in the next breath talking about how the big final strikes are coming, I'm sorry, but I don't believe this person actually cares about justice or human dignity or any of the core tenets that are talked about in the Bible. So let me walk you through the series of events that have happened today chronologically. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And let's just start with here. After Donald Trump attacked Thomas Massie, the Kentucky representative, all throughout the night, Thomas Massie went on to ABC in the morning and punched back right away. Again, if you want to help us continue building our team, make sure you subscribe and go to adammockler.com for more extra content.
Well, the RJC, AIPAC, and Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer, they're all part of the Israeli lobby, and that's where all the money comes from. And it will be a referendum on foreign policy, whether Israel gets to dictate that by, you know, bullying members of Congress. And I'm the one they haven't been able to bully, so they're putting all the brunt and the force on me. But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is...
These disproportionately powerful special interest groups that are pouring tens of millions of dollars into races to affect them, that is the distortion and the disruption and the corruption in American democracy that needs to be removed.
Desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassie.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Going to this next clip. Then, a few hours after that fight broke out, a few hours after Donald Trump is declaring war on more Republicans, begins the 250 Rededicates celebration at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On screen now is Reverend Franklin Graham, who kicked it off with some, you know, just spewing hatred.
America has become morally rotten, completely sick with sin, transgenderism, same-sex marriage, opening women's locker rooms to men are just the tip of the iceberg. Why do we need to rededicate ourselves? When God sent the flood and destroyed the earth, it was because man's heart had become so evil and violent. In the news, we see unimaginable violence, rapes, murders, mass shootings, On YouTube, there's so much violence. Movies, video games are full of violence. We have an insatiable appetite for violence. And I believe this grieves the heart of God, and will bring his judgment if we don't repent as a nation.
YouTube, what do we do on YouTube? Number one, there's not a lot of violence in my YouTube feed. What is this guy watching? Second of all, how come every single so-called Christian pastor just speaks in a language of fear-mongering and constant hatred and vitriol? Then we have MAGA Mike Johnson hop on right before Donald Trump. Let me play this one. It's more fear-mongering from a so-called good religious person.
Glory of all nations because of you. And now as we approach the 250th anniversary of American independence, we face a new set of challenges in a new era. In recent years, we've seen sinister ideologies sow confusion and discord among our people. We've witnessed attacks on our history, on our heroes, and the cherished moral and spiritual identity of this great nation. These voices insist to the young and impressionable that our story, the American story, is one of oppression and hypocrisy and failure, and that this story can only be understood through the lens of our sins. But Father, we reject that. We rebuke it in your name.
Why can't they ever talk about something hopeful for once? Okay, so then comes Donald Trump. He appears on screen and slurs his way through a Bible verse that he is very clearly unfamiliar with. Like, this is very clearly all foreign to him. He can't say the words correctly. Take a shot every time Donald Trump misspeaks.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to as I have covenanted with David your father.
Dude, this is so incredibly incoherent. Do you think anybody in the audience was following what Donald Trump was saying in this weird, eerie message? What in the hell?
You, as a man, to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations.
This is a problem. This is the least religious man I have ever seen in my entire life. This brings me on to what he then posted after. Donald Trump posted a cryptic message on Truth Social signaling a U.S. attack on Iran may be forthcoming. He basically has a bunch of arrows pointing towards Iran, overlaid with the United States flag. He then posted, "For Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them. Time is of the essence, President DJT." Listen, I am supportive of good decision-making in American leadership, and this is not that. People always claim that I'm ungrateful or I hate America. No, I just want America to succeed, and we have a loser president. How many times has Donald Trump set a deadline and said that time is of the essence regarding this very war, and that deadline gets blown through in a complete show of weakness from our president? That's not an ask for him to escalate. I'm not asking for him to strike them, but don't be talking willy-nilly and setting these deadlines when you're just undermining us on the global stage. Iran knows that they can continue to withhold and withstand this blockade, control and toll the Strait of Hormuz, and they can likely outlast the global economy. The CIA report says that Iran can withstand this for 4 to 5 more months, and the global economy can't withstand it for that long. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.